born.
Glorify him.
We didn't hear this evening the reading from St. Luke's Gospel that many of us are familiar with. The story where there was no room in the inn for Jesus. We read that at the third hour of the royal hours that we had on Friday. And it's also read if we do a vesperal liturgy the day before Christmas, which we did not do this year. We don't do most of it. But most of us are familiar with the story where Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be registered. And there was no place for them to be found in the inn. And this story has resonated, this version of the birth narrative, as it's called, of Christ, has resonated for generations and generations, for centuries, throughout the world. And there are many ways that we can understand this story. One of them, of course, that we hear people talk about is being welcoming to outsiders, welcoming to strangers, welcoming to foreigners. And certainly that is a narrative that we hear oftentimes in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Many people today want to make that story into something that deals with our border and what people think as a problem with our border. But that's not the direction that I want to take it this evening. And the reason is because it's very easy for us to sit there and watch TV and to yell at the box, to yell at the people on it, one way or the other. Sometimes people yell because they don't want foreigners coming into our country or they think there are too many. Sometimes people yell because people are not accepting enough in their minds, and they point to this story of Jesus. But in all of these cases, there is one thing that, at least for those of us in Wichita, have in common. And that this problem, at least right now, is not on our doorstep. What is on our doorstep, though, brothers and sisters, is the ability to help people here in our own local community. And please, spare me. If you don't help people in your own local community, please don't tell me about what other people should be doing somewhere else. If you help people here, maybe you have a right to speak then. Or if you're not from Wichita, in your own community, maybe then you have a right to speak about other people not helping someone in their backyard. But until we help people in our own backyard, we have no right to speak. We have many opportunities through our parish and even more in our community. Because it's not as though St. Mary Parish has to do everything and can do everything. There are organizations in our community that we can serve, we can donate our time, our money, and there are organizations that our church supports and partners with that we can help to make sure that we are a welcoming place for strangers, that we are a welcoming place for people who have nowhere to lay their head, that we are the food that needs to feed the hungry people. This evening, brothers and sisters, we have in our building people from the local organization called Family Promise, people who did not have a home to be in this evening because they and their families are homeless. We host these families four times every year. This year, it just so happens to coincide with the Feast of Nativity with Christmas. And we thank God that we have this opportunity to serve them. But not everyone in our parish participates in this. And I would like to encourage you in the future. This week is full. I mean, Vicki might not like me saying this, but this week is full. Maybe you can speak with her. She might have needs that come up. Vicki Jones is our coordinator. But there will be other weeks ahead as well. And we always need volunteers. This is one of the most impactful ways that we as a church community, not just as individuals, but we as a church community can provide a place not just for the families, our guests, but where we can provide a place for Christ. Because when we help others in need, we are helping first and foremost Christ. That's what he taught us. That's what we hear every year on the Sunday of Judgment when we read from Matthew 25. Whatever you did for the least of these, those who didn't have shelter, those who didn't have food or clothing or water, or who were in prison or who were hospitalized and were sick, whatever you did for these people, Jesus tells us, the sheep, you did for me. And that's why we help you. It's not up to us to worry about whether we think someone is worthy or unworthy, this or that. We help people because we are helping our Lord Jesus Christ and we are following his teaching. Inevitably, there will be times when we do this, that people that we're helping don't live up to the standards that we think they should have. They don't meet the timeline that we think that they should have. You know, sometimes when I help people, and our, on behalf of our church community, or on my own, sometimes things don't go the way that I hope that they would go. And sometimes people ask me what I think about it. And my answer is always the same. My job is to plant the seed. And maybe give it a little bit of water. After that, it's out of my control. I can't worry about what happens if some people fail. All I can control is that I continue to plant the seed as we hear about in the parable of the sower. Because if we don't plant the seed, if we get discouraged because not everywhere that we throw the seed finds great growth, and we stop planting the seed, then we stop impacting people's lives. We stop people that do have good soil, good ground, from being able to grow and to be able to change their lives. You know, this past week, a week and a half, something like that, I actually was with someone at a medical appointment. And there was a lady who came out to do the intake for this person. And I didn't recognize her. I mean, she just looked like anyone else that would be in scrubs that came out to ask a few questions to see what needed to happen. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Father Aaron." "Yes, hello, hi." That feeling you get when you don't know someone's name, but they know yours. Thinking, how does this lady know me? She says, "You helped my mom with gas to get to work one time." I said, "Oh, I'm glad that I was able to help." And you know, there are many people that come and ask for things like that. There's a lot of people who are looking for something else. There was one time somebody came and asked for gas. I said, "Sure, we'll go over here to the station. I'll meet you there." They kind of indicated they wanted money instead. I said, "I'll meet you at the station." They actually went. If I was them, I would have driven off because we got there and at about $2.25, the pump stopped. And I looked at them, they looked at me, and I said, "Well, looks like it's full. Hope you have a good day." So they wanted something else. But if I had stopped and said, "Oh, these people that are trying to scam me, whatever," then I wouldn't have helped this person. And she says, I said, "You know, how did you come to us? How did you know?" She said, "Well, because I was in Family Promise. And I remember your church, and we stayed at your church." You know, it was when we stayed at your church, and we were leaving. My mom needed help with gas money to get to work, and you helped out with it. And she got to work. I said, "Well, how are you doing now?" Because obviously she was working. Long story short, she had been in housing now. She's in her own housing for a year and a half. That's why we do what we do. It's because sometimes we plant the seed and it grows. Many times, actually, we see this more often than not with the Family Promise guests that we have because they've already passed a lot of hurdles to get into this program. They are working for what they're getting. It's not just us giving them a handout. But brothers and sisters, We have to remember on this feast. We have to remember that someone gave room for Mary in the inn so that Jesus could be born. We don't know who we're hosting this evening and this week. We don't know who we've hosted in the past. Except we do know that we have hosted Christ when we host him. And I thank God for this one opportunity. I'm sure there are many more, but this one just fell right into my lap, as I said about a week or two ago, that I wanted to share with you, because this is the work that we can do when we follow Jesus Christ. We can help someone change their lives. And not only change their lives, but we don't know how much that's going to change the future. Because this lady had children. You have to have children to be in family promise. Change not just her life, but her children's life. And probably then her grandchildren's life for a long time to come. We thank God that he gives us these opportunities. Let us pay attention that we don't miss them. Because again, we have the opportunity to host Christ himself. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom that guarded always by thy mind.